Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have a massive credibility problem. They blatantly lied about Trump on multiple occasions. They hoped that they could win the nation, that they could turn the nation and the world against Trump without anybody noticing that as they targeted Trump, they were really targeting conservatives. Welcome, real Americans, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring, and I hope you do. Poll after poll shows that the Democrats are in deep trouble, and that's why they are in full panic mode. When I say full panic mode, I can tell you, never, I'm going to repeat this, never in the history of this republic have you seen Democrats this afraid and with this many scandals brewing. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden should be in prison, and probably so should James. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and many of the Democrats who continue to bring up these fake allegations against Trump should be in prison. This party is a party of doom and gloom. They are a party of devastation. And their biggest problem is that people are beginning to figure it out. That's what the polls are reflecting. If the polls ask questions like, do you trust Democrats? Do you believe Adam Schiff when he says he has data against Trump? He's got evidence against Trump. Do you believe Hillary Clinton is a solid citizen? Blah, blah, blah. The polls would be so heavily in our favor, it would make Democrats' skin crawl. And they know it. Because let me tell you something. While you see the polls that they want you to see, and some of them, they're sorry that you have to see them, but they can't keep the lid on it. There are many, many other polls you never see. They will never show you the results of their testing. Of the American public. Hey, what do you think about this? They don't want you to know. They've already tested this lie. How do you really feel about Donald Trump? What if you found out that Trump was really not lying? That Trump didn't participate in this? That Trump did not have an insurrection, etc.? The January 6th hearings, folks, are an attempt to cover up for many of the Democrats' issues, and they are seeing the results of this. They look stupid. And I'm going to prove to you during this broadcast, as I do every broadcast, this is not conjecture on my part. This is astute observation, not stuff that you just see full frontal, but things that you come to the conclusion of as you get more and more inputs. For example, courts are looking at real evidence against some of these so-called J6 insurrectionists, and they're letting them go. They're saying, you didn't do anything. They're looking at video of this so-called insurrection that led to Fort Pelosi, where they had National Guard troops by the thousands guarding these absolute despots, these evil people who have no, their only intention is to cover up their absolute evil deeds. This group of Congress, Pelosi and others, these group of Democrats, including many judges, the FBI, many members of the DOJ, absolutely committed treason when they tried to steal, when they didn't try, they stole this election. And now they want to use January 6th as a cover up for that. And they're outraged that Donald Trump would fight back. They're outraged that people say, I'll come testify. It's a one-sided affair, and it has but one purpose. It is to sway you into thinking, maybe Donald Trump did do something. You'll see articles, Republicans going against Donald Trump. Absolutely. Look, there is no real Republican. There is no real conservative going against Trump. You've seen enough evidence supposedly against Trump to say to yourself, I know it's made up. And if you haven't, then you're a brain dead moron. I'm sorry. I got to tell you. You're a brain dead moron. And I take back, I'm sorry. That's the way it is. So when we get the Republicans back into office, you might get a little bit of the truth. And here's why I say a little bit. Because Republicans are weak-kneed sissies, and if you rely on them, it is a horrible strategy. But what you can do, folks, is this. You can rely on yourselves, and you can rely on staunch conservatives. And I hope that you consider me one of them, and you would consider joining Backstage Club, which helps us fund our operation. We're asking for recurring donors, the stalwarts of this constitutional republic, that say, you know what, Kev, I'll give you $10 a month to do my bidding. I'll get rid of a pack of cigs because I know you're going to work hard. See, I'm never going to shut up. They will never shut me up. Not going to happen. I'm going to fight for this constitutional republic to the day I die. Because that's how I'm born. That's my DNA. And it is for many of you. So we have to fight together. And I'm telling you, I'm not following any of these Republicans. There are guys that are friends of mine. And there's some I have a lot of respect for. But until they get, use Gowdy as an example or Jim Jordan. If you can't even get your group of people, you've got a finite number of people. Jim Jordan and those guys are trying to get 250, 300 Republicans to coalesce and say, let's do something together that means something to the general public of America. And they can't even get them to agree. You can't get Lindsey Graham, the Senate. We got, 50 Republicans. They can't get 50 Republicans to say, you know what, we understand what's going on here. We're not going to let it happen. I'm not talking about their votes. I'm talking about their actions beyond that. I'm talking about the Romneys or the Murkowskis, the Collinses, those, again, weak-kneed sissy Republicans who claim they want to help us. It's not just how they vote. It's what they do outside of that. It's the scheming and the games they cut, the deals they cut with the Democrats. I'm sick of it. We have to have a way to make them understand we mean with 100% definitively that we're going to get rid of you. And let's do it. And I know how to do it. I'll tell you right now, I know how to do it. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to expose this next version of mules, 2,000 mules. We're going to give you evidence from a different area that isn't conjecture. It is absolute proof that the Democrats cheated. Did you hear what I said? Proof. If you got people, rich friends that say, hey, Kevin needs to get a movie made and we need some dollars, have them contact me. I'm not even kidding about this. Have them contact me because we're going to make a movie that proves there's no question here. There are lawsuits pending. Things are going through the courts that will make sure this never happens again. And let me warn you, if you don't believe me, the Democrats understand they are still cheating and they have the mechanism to do it. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back talking more about these crazy lunatic leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are actually warning themselves. They are so afraid of what's happening that the alarm is going off with high-level Democrats. I'm going to get to some of them in a bit. But I want to make... I'm going to chronicle the problems that Democrats face today, perceived or otherwise, and you can make a determination of where this fits in the scheme of things. Now, I believe the Democrats' number one problem, as far as credibility goes, is Joe Biden, the fake president. Joe Biden has so many things swirling around him. He's got his age. He's got his competency. He's got a corrupt family mechanism going there with Hunter Biden. Now we've got Ashley, who's essentially made allegations that her father over-sexualized her, and I'll leave it at that. You can figure out, because we'll never know the truth in terms of what he did, but there's some definite issues with that family. I mean, as I mentioned before, you look at how Hunter Biden is, with his over-sexualization. And it would not shock me one bit to learn that Hunter Biden and his sister are involved in some sort of an incest. Don't know. I'm just saying, given the pathology and what you learn, you know, when you study this kind of crap, and I don't study it for shiggles. I study it only in the context of like this. I'll go look it up and say, what are the root causes of incest? And then you get, and you understand, you go, well, the Biden family certainly has that dynamic. So Joe Biden, forget policy, Joe Biden, the pathological lying politician who was handpicked by the Democrats to sit on the throne, and they have to live with that. As far as I'm concerned, that is their number one problem. And number two problem, progressivism. Joe Biden, they call a centrist. But the problem with the centrist is he moves in one direction, the anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-conservative direction. That's it. He's no centrist. Joe Biden hasn't made, in my opinion, a single Republican. I'm talking about people who really deserve the name Republican. Switch over and go, oh, yeah, you know, his policies are so up the middle. I can definitely agree with him. Most Republicans do not agree with Joe Biden on his overemphasis of LGBT nonsense. They don't agree with him on his foreign policy, his trade policy, his domestic policies of lockdowns, forced vaccination, and I could go on. We don't agree with him on anything. As far as I'm concerned, this guy acts more like a despot than anything they ever accuse Donald Trump of. He does it. He's not just thinking about it. What's the next thing the Democrats are, and these are in no particular order, folks, climate farce. People are finally going, you know what? If they lie about Russian collusion, if they're lying about January 6th, if they're lying about the big steal, if they're lying about Joe Biden's competency, they're lying about and hiding Hunter Biden's record. They won't tell us more about Ashley. They certainly didn't mention it during the campaign. And Ashley Biden is who I'm talking about. And on and on. What could they possibly be telling us the truth about? Not global climate farce. We seem to be doing okay. For people who only have 12 years to exist, according to AOC, we don't seem to be in a big panic. At least they don't. Which leads me to the next thing they've suffered from. Elitism. By the way, I'll get to some of these. Oh, you know what? Let's just go ahead and do this one. Because Van Jones was so disturbed by the Democrats. He's going, you guys are out of touch. You're detached. Here's what Van Jones had to say about this.
A party of the very high and the very low. If you pull out the working class, you've got people who are very well educated and very well off. Those people talk funny. Latinx, I've never met a Latinx. I've never met a BIPOC. I've never met, you know, all this weird stuff that these highly educated people say is bizarre. Nobody talks that way at the barbershop, the nail salon, the grocery store, the community center. But that's how we talk now. So that's weird. And then the people who are very low down on the economic ladder need a bunch of stuff. You wind up over-promising, oh, we're going to give you reparations to people at the bottom of the economic ladder, talking weird to appeal to people at the top of the economic ladder, and the working class walks away from you. That is the danger we're facing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Van Jones. He says, we've become the party of the very high and the very low. He's right. The Democrats no longer represent the working man. The Republicans do. Let me just tell you, he's giving them a warning sign. He says, even these silly, I talk all the time about the lexicon, Latinx and BIPOC. I use the terminology just so you're educated about it. Cisgender. They come up with these clever little names to support these idiotic ideas. And so then they think they're intellectuals. See, at the very high and the very low, they want them to feel the same. And you know what's happening? At the very high, they take what they want. At the very low, they get the government to give them whatever they want. So they feel like they're gaining something. But what does Van Jones say? But the working class is walking away from you. They're walking away. They don't buy into it. They're like, no, I get up every day. I go work for a living. And to watch you do what you do on both ends of this spectrum, effectively, you're pulling the middle apart. And they're sick of it. By the way, this is the same thing that happened in 2016 when Trump resonated. When I traveled around this country and met with people and they were like, man, the guy just speaks to me. He speaks normal. He's not trying to, Trump's mistakes and what he said and the things that people thought were, oh, that's going to kill him. You know, talking about, you know, the bandidos coming in and the drug smugglers and all that from Mexico. That's going to kill him. And it might have killed the average politician who's thinking about the optics of it and all that. It's not going to kill Donald Trump. And it never will. And these people that, oh, well, he tweets. Okay, he doesn't tweet anymore. So now you go, oh, he's mean-spirited. Well, who cares? Have you ever met somebody mean-spirited who got crap done? I'll put it to you this way. I don't know very many people who are super nice to get stuff done. They may appear super nice to you, but they got a wingman. And that wingman is ready to cut off your naughty bits. And the other guy just comes out and goes, yeah, he's Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be my? While his henchman is over there going, yep, I'm coming for your naughty bits. Snip, snip. You don't get anything done trying to be nice, trying to placate everybody, trying to satisfy everybody. And Donald Trump, he figured, you know what? There's a certain group of you who are going to like me. There's a certain group of you who won't. Those of you who like me, you're going to really like me because I'm going to get you. You ready for it, people? Here it comes. A word rarely used with Democrats. Positive results. I know two words, but you get what I'm saying. Couldn't just say results because people would go, what about negative results, Kevin? Yeah, thinking ahead of you. I play chess over here, not checkers. So Democrats have a host of problems, and Van Jones is one of the Pied Pipers. He's saying, look, guys, we got, by the way, before I go say anything more, Van Jones also was critical of Joe Biden. He says, look, we got to be looking at this guy for his physical and mental capabilities. I already told you that Don Lemon had questioned it, and this Jean-Pierre pushed back on it. Trust and believe the Democrats' problems will not go away. We've got more we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An assassination has taken place on the island nation of Japan. Japan's former and longest-serving Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was shot in the back as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan. He was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The shooter used a homemade gun and was apprehended immediately after the shooting. Ghislaine Maxwell has appealed her sex trafficking conviction and 20-year prison sentence for her role in facilitating Jeffrey Epstein. The appeal was filed Thursday in Manhattan. Ramesh Sunny Balwani, the former president of Theranos Incorporated and ex-boyfriend of its founder Elizabeth Holmes, was found guilty of fraud for his role in the collapse of the $9 billion blood testing startup. He faces 20 years in prison and still has a pending case with the Securities and Exchange Commission. USA Radio News. How many bots or computer accounts are there on Twitter anyhow? The company says they're removing a lot every single day. Tim Berg from our Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter is removing more than a million spam accounts every day. Executives at the social media platform say it's in an effort to reduce the number of bots, as Tesla CEO Elon Musk asked for more information before he purchases the company. Twitter executives noted the amount of these accounts were under 5% of all users who were served advertisements.
President Biden is expected to sign another executive order on Friday to help women abort their unborn child. Biden, a Democrat, has been under pressure from supporters, particularly progressives, to take action after the landmark Roe decision by the Supreme Court of the United States to have states make their own decisions on life and death. We are USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden has done more to devastate the Democratic Party than almost anybody, except for the people who cheated to get him in. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're chronicling a list of problems that the Democrats have ahead of the midterms, but ahead of the next presidential election, and the problem they're going to face for quite some time. Because the new generation of people, as the lights continue to come on, for example, the 16 million people who voted for Trump, more people who voted for Trump in 2020 than did in 2016, light bulbs came on. How many more light bulbs have come on? You know any Democrats that say, I've had it? I'm going to make you a bet and say you probably do. I've got about a 50-50 chance that you do. But you don't know many Republicans that the light went on. They go, you know, now that I think about it, this Joe Biden's done such a great job, and the Democrats are so honorable, I'm going to switch. You get the occasional person that wants to get over there and make some money. Yeah, the sellouts. But it's so rare. It's more rare than a unicorn ride, than a Sasquatch riding a unicorn with a Guatemalan midget. That's how rare that is. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I hope you support our work. I hope you support our film. I hope you support C-PREP, our college prep program for mostly at-risk kids. We've got four kids in the last 2 weeks that we put into this program, and you got to see these kids. These are some of the brightest kids. They are amazing. Superstars that are going to be conservatives, that are going to grow up with a whole different trajectory. God, I'm proud of this program. Almost as proud of the one where we get, you know, Melissa and I've gotten over 10,000 kids there. I'm sorry, 1,000 kids there, forever families. Just so proud. We're changing lives one at a time, and you're helping to do it because your donations do that. Go to seekingeducationalexcellence.org. You can donate over there tax-free, and we use those funds to support these kids in this program. Anyway, I was talking about the list of things that the Democrats have to be concerned about. Number one, of course, was Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the Democrats' worst enemy. We talked about progressivism in general. We talked about climate farce. And I stopped at elitism, and I talked about Van Jones saying, look, guys, we have become the party of the top and the bottom. But that big middle that grew during Trump, they don't like us. That's 80% of the country. They don't like the Democrats. But I could go on. You want another list of things that these guys do? I'll get to it. But before I do that, I want to tell you what Hillary Clinton had to say. She warned her fellow Democrats that their, quote, obsession with transgender issues and defunding the police could cost them the 2024 presidential election.
trend. Obsession. I went to Top Golf the other day. My son took me there. And Melissa, and it was about, you know, for Father's Day, which happened to be Juneteenth, because my kid kept making a joke like, well, Dad, we're not really celebrating Father's Day, we're celebrating Juneteenth. But anyway, go to Top Golf. There's a place you could sit where it said it had rainbow, like, it looked like ribbons coming down, and you could sit there and take a picture in support of LGBT nonsense. I almost said, let's go. You know, but I'm not going to blame them. But here, you go there because you want to go hit a golf ball at some stupid targets in the middle of nowhere. You know, you've seen Top Golf. And what they do, they bombard you with LGBT stuff. What? Do you have gay clubs? Oh, by the way, you know what's interesting? At Top Golf, they have male club, man clubs, and women clubs. Apparently, their woke hasn't quite gone far enough. I want the non-binary clubs. You hear what I'm saying? I want clubs that don't care what sexuality you are. Where are those? Where's a section for those clubs? Because they have male clubs and women's clubs. I'm not exaggerating. If you've been to Top Golf, you know I'm not lying. So their wokeism only goes so far. The failed, just continue to reading this, the failed presidential candidate who insisted it was out of the question that she would run again, it is indeed out of the question, agreed when the Financial Times pointed out that her party appeared to be losing focus by elevating activist causes that are relevant only to a small minority. 100% correct. See, when you treat the nation as if we all have some dog in the fight when it comes to, you know, how somebody wants to have sex with another person, you are losing. You certainly lose me. I can't speak for everybody, but I'll tell you this. I know a lot of people that think like I do. They listen to this thing that I do every week, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Yeah. They tend to agree with me that I don't really care about your gaiety. What I care about is, are you a good, solid citizen? And are you not trying to, are you trying to just steal my money by way of government programs? That's what I don't like. Says in particular, Democrats appear fixated on the transgender debate. This is what Edward Luce, who is the U.S. national editor for Financial Times, pointed out, quipping, "What sense does it make to depict J.K. Rowling as a fascist? J.K. Rowling wrote all the Harry Potter books. This woman is as leftist as they come, and they attack her." And I could give you a list of other leftists. I love this list. I love the list when the left attacks itself. Because that tells you, you can't survive. You can't survive leftism. Say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, you're out. This guy we talked about the other day, who made a joke that women are bi, they're either bipolar or they're bisexual. It was a joke. And he gets suspended. Now, ultimately, it spun back so badly that the woman who was so offended by it, they fired her too. Love it. Both, this is leftism at its finest. The dude who had to apologize because he wasn't woke enough gets fired. And the woman who said you are not woke enough, she gets fired too. See, that's the devastation of leftism. There are no winners. See, let me explain how it works in the real world. Guy quips that, makes a little joke, and everybody goes, ah, that's funny. And then somebody comes back and says, yeah, but what about you men? And everybody laughs, and we all go on, and we do our jobs. How effective do you think the Washington Post or whatever they wrote for, how effective are they when they're quibbling over this nonsense? Isn't there some investigative journalism that you're supposed to be involved in? I'm just asking. No, they're not investigating anything because these people are so caught up in how woke are you? I can't believe that I work at a place that would allow for that to happen. Go do your dang job. How about that? They go on to say, Clinton 74 agreed with this premise. Luce said, telling him, we are standing on the precipice of losing our democracy. I hate when people say that because it's not a democracy. And everything that everybody else cares about goes out the window. Look, the most important thing is to win the next election. Can you believe that?
She says, the alternative is so frightening that whatever does not help you win should not be a priority. See, I don't think the most important thing in politics is winning the next election. I think the most important thing in politics is electing people who are going to do the legitimate bidding of the American people. Here's a woman that is explaining that her party is so far left, it's obsessed with transgender stuff, and she says, we gotta win. It is even a wake-up call for her to say, but wait a minute, the Republicans aren't obsessed with transgender nonsense. They're not the ones talking about defunding the police. Her party is. Does she switch? Does she say, you know, the light came on for me that my party has moved so far to the crazy side, I need to be reconsidering what my thought, what I should be doing. No, she says we need to win another election so we can get more of these idiots in office. You get where I'm going? Of course you do. So Democrats are warning themselves, but let me give you some other topics that they're warning themselves about. And one of them, I'm going to go down the list here a little farther because they've already, we've just been discussing it, but it's LGBTQ nonsense. Example, misgendering. Right now, across this country, in schools, they are talking about things like, we will kick your kid out of school if your child misgenders one of these other kids. They've got transsexual reading to the point where it's beginning to get, people are talking about it everywhere. They're talking about it in the military, on bases, and people are getting outraged about it because they know their kids should not be exposed to this. They're so overdoing it, they can't keep a lid on it. Misgendering, using the wrong pronouns. We went through this with Target with bathroom issues, right, for the transgender. We never worried about this at any point in life. Now we're talking about drag queen reading hours. Drag, you cannot, especially during this month, supposedly LGBTQ month, you can't turn on the TV without seeing some drag something. We'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn on your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Never have I felt more confident about an election than I do the midterms of 2022. And I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you, I know for a fact we will elect a staunchly conservative Republican in 2024. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Rand Paul grilled Fauci. We still got some issues. I'm going to be talking about how the Democrats are warning themselves, but I want to let you know that I'm going to cover this Rand Paul grilling of Fauci because it was so good. Rand Paul is just an amazing guy. I'm so happy to call this guy a friend. He really is. And Rand Paul is one of these few guys. He's not a Trey Gowdy where he talks and talks and talks. We're gonna get, and he impresses you with his ability to spin these guys in circles, but then he does nothing. Rand Paul will vote the way he tells you. He'll say, I'm not voting for this. I'll hold this up. And he does his part. The problem is he doesn't have strong enough Republicans around him. He's got weak-kneed sissies around him. Kevin Jackson again, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Confident is what I am. I'm confident about the midterms. I'm confident about the presidential election 2024. I'm confident about our prospects going forward. I'm not going to pull a Carvel and say, well, have these people voting Democrat for the next 100 years. I'm not going to say that. I'm not even going to say we have these people voting Republican for the next 100 years. I'm not going to say that either. But I'm going to tell you this. If we continue the way we're going, and you stay strong, and you continue to open your mouth to people and push back against them on the nonsense, I'm telling you, we will defeat these clowns. The Democrats have a long list of problems that begin with Joe Biden. Joe Biden himself, he is a huge credibility issue for the Democrats, and the fact that they picked him, they handpicked him in the big cheat, is going to come back around and backfire. Because people know Joe Biden didn't win this election. He was selected. And why would you select a brain-dead moron to be the leader of your party? There are people questioning this who, you know, have the middle of the road that are going, you know, now that I think about it, wow. And it's because we're the ones asking. Every time I get around one of these clowns, I ask, how could you? Look, you know this guy's too old. You know we do. Don't you have a grandfather that you go, I love him to death, but I wouldn't give him a pistol. You gave this guy nukes. You gave him the largest economy in the world. Would you turn your family's money over to your crackhead son? Who would do this? Would you turn your family's money over to a guy like Joe Biden, a guy that walks in the curtains, shakes hands with invisible people? Wow. All you got to do is ask some simple questions and stand firm. Act like you're willing to fight for your beliefs. Let me ask you, are you willing to fight for your beliefs? I do mean physically. If somebody said, I'm going to kill your wife, or I'm going to kill your kid, what would you do? Do you run? Or do you... Let me tell you, say that to me. You won't even get through half the words out of your mouth before I've already popped you in your mouth. You're not killing anybody in my family, not without a fight. I'll just put it that way. I'm not going to make, oh, Kevin, here you go talking about, you know, being mean. I'm not talking about being mean. I said, if you threaten me or my family, I will end you. That's the end of it. If that makes you uneasy, find another radio show. I don't need you. I want people willing to fight for principle, stand up for principle. And I know inside of every human being on this planet, there's something that will make you fight. It should be your life. It should just be you fighting for your life. I watch a lot of cop shows. There are people who die. They go, yeah, well, her fingernails were scraped off. And you know, she had bruises around her knuckles or whatever. And they go, she fought like heck. You know what that person was fighting for, or he? They were fighting for their lives. Well, this ain't a game. You're fighting for your life. The Democrats, I just talked to Hillary Clinton. We are too caught up in transgender issues and we are defunding the police. Yet, she won't leave her party. She wants more people elected. She's blaming her party. She's going, we have far too many people that are caught up in special interests. No. Let's elect more of them. Too stupid to even realize what she's saying. See, that's what scares me about people. Let me give you some other issues that the Democrats have problems with. She alluded to it with the police. Crime. Crime. Up in every city. City's so unsafe, you can't do anything. Here's what they tell you in the city. They tell you in San Francisco, leave nothing in your car. Well, here's what we were told in St. Louis. Don't leave even spare change in the middle console of your car. They will break your window to get that spare change. Have nothing of value. Now, Look, your car is your car. You shouldn't accidentally leave your watch or your wallet or your card key or your keys or, I don't know, your CDs, if you keep them, your impact play, well, I don't know, whatever you want to leave in it. You shouldn't leave it in theory, right? But you might forget. Let me tell you, where I used to live, if you left anything in your car, I could practically guarantee you by morning your glass was smashed and they took it, no matter what it was. Crime. But crime is bigger than that. Crime is about drugs. How much fentanyl comes across our border? How many drug overdoses have we had? Is there an uptick in that or not? Murder in these big cities. I talked about smashing your windows. Look at the murder rate. Look at how many people get shot, how many people get killed. Take any city you want. Look at the time under Biden and ask yourself, is it getting better or is it getting worse? You haven't heard much about these smash and grab robberies in a while, right? Because we're talking about January 6th. We're talking about Russia and Ukraine. They're still going on. Just Google it. Or go on YouTube and say smash and grab. Thieves, blatant theft, whatever. You'll see people all over this country going into stores, wiping out entire, not entire stores, but like a whole shelf of stuff that they want and leaving. You know why in these, when you're kind of in a rough neighborhood? Certain things are behind the glass, plexiglass, razors behind plexiglass. Cigarettes, liquor, not available, not just walk through the reason why I like my neighborhood, I walk through and I pick my liquor and there's nobody going, oh, this one's locked up. Nope, you can just go and get it. But you go some neighborhoods, no, you can't. So smash and grab. You've got corruption at the highest level, at the Hillary Clinton level. People are recognizing this, and this is a Democrat problem. You're not watching Republicans get away with stuff. You just watch Michael Sussman essentially admit that he was part of a conspiracy working with the FBI in conjunction with Hillary Clinton, and not a single soul has gone to jail on the Democrat side. And I could give you many, many more examples of this. So you got that. You've got Antifa and BLM. While they have people from January 6th locked away like they're war criminals, can't get to attorneys, can't talk to family, but BLM and Antifa have wreaked holy hell on this country, and they get out the next day, and it's probably some Democrat operative who's bailed them out. Have we talked about the border? Every problem that I just mentioned is exacerbated by the border. More crime, more drugs, more murder, more rapes, more smash and grabs, more whatever. And do the Democrats have a solution? No. They want more people coming in on that border. Come on in. Don't worry about your shots and your protections of anything else. No, just come on in. But go legally. Come into this country legally and watch the rigmarole you go through to get in here. What about our national debt? They're finally starting to talk about it. Why? Because interest rates are rising, ticked up higher than they have in two decades. In one swoop, 0.75% increase. Which means availability of money is going down. So the money supply is not going to flow as freely as it did before. What about inflation? Who gave us that? Donald Trump? Putin? Let me tell you what the polls say. The polls say everybody knows who did it. Joe Biden and Team Biden, Team Demented. And those leftist progressives, what I told you before, progressivism and Joe Biden, two biggest things that are crushing the Democratic Party. They're so dogmatic over their nonsense, people are quite frankly afraid of them. And I could go on. These are just, I could go, any one of these problems I could talk about for hours, folks. Foreign policy, you want to talk about that? Homelessness, helplessness, hopelessness, suicide? It's all there, and it's the Democrats' fault.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.